How the beautiful face of Ilhan Omar triggers racist cretins. Many people who know Kevin McCarthy have long argued that the newly minted Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives is a cheap empty suit. Harsh. I have no way of knowing. I do not know the guy. But it darn sure seems like McCarthy will do anything to get whatever it is that he wants. Some see his embrace of Marjorie Greene and Paul Gosar, two racist clowns in his conference, as a sign McCarthy will sell his soul as long as he can attain his political ambitions. It is hard to argue with he is anything but what people say about him after what we witnessed in the U.S. House in an almost unprecedented fashion, as it took 15 ballots for the Californian to be elected speaker and only after much horse trading and the use of loopholes. Raw political ambitions may be comparable to a drug-addicted prostitute who will do anything for the fix they need. And so it should come as no surprise that Kevin McCarthy would schedule a vote as he did to deny Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar a seat on the Foreign Affairs Committee, using the fraudulent argument that she has made anti-Semitic comments against Jews. It was a baseless tit-for-tat against the Democrats because the vile cretins Marjorie Greene and Paul Gosar were removed from their committee assignments by then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi for making violent threats against their Democratic colleagues. But it was worse, though Congresswoman Omar apologized for comments deemed anti-Semitic, which she should not have done, it was not enough for the weak and feckless Kevin McCarthy. He needed a scapegoat, and Ms. Omar, a former refugee, a black woman, and an immigrant, made a rich target for McCarthy to use as appeasement fodder to his racist right-wing cabal in his insurrectionist conference. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries moved immediately to seat her on the House Budget Committee. McCarthy also targeted two of his California Democratic colleagues, Representatives Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, whom he gratuitously removed from their Intelligence Committee assignments. Kevin McCarthy's move to oust the three Democrats is the latest example of a man willing to appease the racist gutter rats in his conference. We all remembered Kevin McCarthy standing in the well of the U.S. House of Representatives denouncing Donald Trump for weaponizing the racist white horde and unleashing them on Congress with the express intent of killing Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence, if Pence, his own vice president, failed to unconstitutionally stop the certification of Joe Biden's victory in 2021. Days later, the same McCarthy was at Mar-a-Lago licking Donald Trump's shoes with his tongue and singing a different tune. The sad reality is that America will have to trudge along with the equivalent of a crack-addicted prostitute who will do anything to remain Speaker of the House. Made possible because of gerrymandering in places like California and New York that allowed Republicans to do as they pleased in redrawing congressional districts. Oh, by the way, it is not anti-Semitic to criticize people who claim to be Jews. No one is above criticism. I do not care who you are, and no one is untouchable. No one should allow themselves to be cowed into silence by any group, that includes those who would rationally and reasonably criticize black people. No one is above criticism. It is not racist or anti-Semitic to positively criticize any group or individual.